Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the streaming service that challenges broadcasters with free TV feeds. It's a thing. The latest workaround that offers free broadcast TV to cord cutters is winning support from some of the biggest media players. Talking all about it after these tech headlines. A California man accuses Square of violating privacy laws after the payments company mistakenly forwarded a digital receipt containing details of his medical history. The case was transferred to federal court last week. Misfired receipts issued by Square have ruined surprise gifts, spilled secrets, informed spouses of spending habits, and unnerved consumers who worried how stores got their contact information when they don't remember providing it. This was all reported by the Wall Street Journal in June. The mishaps arrived from the way in which Square links credit and debit cards with different individuals. Shoppers at small businesses that process payments through Square can opt to receive digital receipts for their purchase by entering an email address or mobile phone. The company doesn't verify whether the contact information it attaches belongs to the cardholder, but provides a link with each emailed receipt. A Square spokesman said a variety of reasons could account for why digital receipts could be received by the wrong person. However, the spokesperson noted that Square disables the automatic sending of receipts from healthcare providers to protect privacy and requires patients to deliberately select an email or text message receipt before one is sent. Catch up to date with the story at WSJ.com for more. VR training is becoming more common in a variety of industries. Take Walmart, for example. The country's largest private employer is using VR skills assessment as part of the selection process to find new middle managers. We learn Walmart watches how workers respond in virtual reality to an angry shopper, for instance, or a messy aisle, or perhaps an underperforming worker. The company started this VR training last year, adding headsets to backrooms of 4,600 U.S. stores to train over 1 million workers. The VR assessments have been given to over 10,000 workers so far as part of a new store management structure. Walmart's use of VR reflects a broader effort by employers to quickly but fairly gauge workers' abilities as jobs change to automation and other factors. Data center landlord Equinix is forming a joint venture valued at more than $1 billion with Singapore sovereign wealth fund GIC. The goal? To develop and operate data centers in Europe, catering to large tenants, including major cloud computing operators. The joint venture will operate what they call X-scale data centers, which can handle roughly double the amount of power per cabinet compared with average facility. The six locations will have a combined power capacity of about 155 megawatts, and each will be leased to 1 to 4 tenants. Coming up, how a streaming service challenges broadcasters with free TV feeds.
Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Nonprofit Locast, which makes local broadcasts available online, is offering free broadcast TV to cord cutters. It's also winning support from some of the biggest media players 5 years after a similar venture was squashed in court. Let's get the very latest. Joining us from our D.C. bureau, Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald. So, Drew, really quickly, how does the basics of this service work?
It may remind a lot of people of a similar service called Aereo that launched, or rather was shut down about 5 years ago after it took its case all the way to the Supreme Court. What Locast does is it takes an existing broadcast signal, any TV channel that's broadcast over the air that you can pick up with rabbit ears, and it repeats it and carries it over the internet. It's very similar to what Aereo did several years ago with one key difference. Unlike a few other services that have tried to make a business out of making broadcast TV more accessible online, this is a nonprofit. And the reason that the folks at Locast set it up as a nonprofit is because of a loophole that was set up in the 1976 Copyright Act that explicitly made exceptions for nonprofits.
And so the major broadcasters, their reception to this service has been, what do we know?
Well, the broadcasters haven't said much publicly, but keep in mind this is a very complicated and messy industry. Broadcast TV, to begin with, has grown far beyond the age of the rabbit ear antenna on top of a black and white TV.
Right.
And for several years now, the big broadcast stations, the ones that have the rights to carry ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or owned by those networks outright, have been able to charge retransmission fees. That struck a lot of people in the industry as kind of a tricky issue because at the end of the day, you're paying for the convenience. If you get an antenna and put it in your home, there are these digital antennas now that are not at all like the wire antennas that used to be on top of every rooftop. You can still get the same programming for free. You just can't get all the convenience that comes with flipping through the channels on your cable package, recording it on DVR, watching it on your phone, etc.
Mm-hmm. You write about how this has major support from some big media players, not just financially, but in terms of just the momentum behind it. What can you tell us about what's been going on behind the scenes here to get this push going?
Well, we actually don't know how much financial support the group has from its donors. It hasn't disclosed most of its financing. One big exception was AT&T last week, which announced that it had made a $500,000 donation to the service.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not going to be enough to cover the costs of the entire system, which is now in most major U.S. markets, covers about 30 million households. But it probably will go a long way. And AT&T, remember, is doing this as a major, the biggest pay TV provider in the States. It owns DirecTV. And they're no fans of the retransmission fees that they have to pay to the broadcasters, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, to carry those channels.
Where can we see this experiment play out in the more immediate future?
Well, this is already covering a large part of the country. So anyone who's in one of the local markets that Locast covers, which again are most of the major markets in the States, can sign up to use Locast on the app. It's available on any platform really that allows you to stream video online. You do have to provide your location so that the app can determine that you're in the market where you're watching that content. And aside from that, it's completely free. Now, people have used it, have said that if you don't donate or provide a contribution to keep it running, it will bug you constantly to make a donation. But after that point, it's essentially like watching broadcast TV in your home, but on any supported device.
Drew Fitzgerald, thank you so much for the latest.
Glad to be here.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.